the guarantee.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. The bottles are wandering around here, Richie.
Doug is
at the Arnold Sports Festival. This year, 43 different events.
I'm wishing now I'd have gone with you.
Yeah, this would have been a good take for you, Rich.
My wife wouldn't have allowed me, probably.
Really? Well, that's all right. See, I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
I'm not one of those people that has those encumbrances,
yeah,
as it were.
Poor you.
Yes, nothing
poor
holds
me.
You back, Doug.
No, not at all.
No.
Jennifer Horan, Rich McFadden, when you get a minute, we have a lady next door who's doing the GNC thing, and I want to have her come over and tell us a story. Anyway, the people who are here, this amazing event, about 6, I was here a little after 4, and the event really started at 6-ish in terms of who is here and what they're doing and what's going on. And so what has happened over the last 3 hours or so is the line is I'm in front of the door as you come in from the street. The Columbus Convention Center is one of 3 of the big venues for the event. And there may be 1,500 people directly in front of me. They're in front and they're out the door and up the street. This event doesn't start until 10:30. So there are people who have been in line to get in here since a little after 6. And there is now they'll deal with them. But there's the river is next to the convention center. People will be going lining up outside. And in this particular room behind me, they have all of the exhibitors, and they also have a lot of people that are participating in various events that are here. The events that this thing was first built around, the fitness, the strongman competition, the wrestling, the boxing, the bodybuilding, but there are so many more things that are going on. It's just kind of a neat thing to see. This is a culture all unto itself. That is the best way that I can describe it. It is a culture unto itself.
You know, we've talked about some neat things today. We've had some neat people on bodybuilders and bikini models and
football players.
Yeah, you know, we have a lot of neat stars on this thing. But it just took me by surprise when somebody walks up to you and Doug's like, oh, have a seat. And then sits down Eddie George. And Doug's like, okay, we have this gentleman, Eddie George, sitting here talking.
Of course, I don't know who he is.
Right. You have no idea who he is.
No idea.
Heisman
trophy winner.
Running back.
Yep.
But it just goes to show you that the interest that this thing has.
Oh, yes. Right.
When you have, you know, names like Arnold Schwarzenegger and Eddie George walking around.
Yeah, right. And that's the point. That when I first was talking to these people about doing this,
I had no idea.
Yeah, well, I didn't really either. I have an affiliate here in Columbus, and one of the people, as a matter of fact, on the board with me at Heidelberg lives, well, there are 3 or 4 of them that live in the Columbus area, but one of them asked me about this, and she sort of said to me, well, how come you've never done it? Because she knows I do programs all around and do a lot of specialty things that people are generally interested in, but they don't know much about. Things that I've never experienced, and other people, you know, you hear about the Arnold, and you hear about, you think it's a bodybuilding thing, and it's not, I mean, it is, but it isn't. There's so much other activity here, between here and the other 2 places, but the fact that they take over the town the way they do, in the arena district, the convention center, there are things going on at 4 or 5 other venues, and, you know, in order, that people want to go through here and see it is amazing that people would spend this much time in a commercial venture. Like, there are people who will wait in line to get autographs from some of these stars, and they'll go to their booths, and that's what they count on. And then they'll sell them a lot of stuff while they're here. That's
right.
At least you get to see it.
You know. Oh, yeah, right. You know, it's right. And it'll be all over ESPN this weekend. I think it always is. And it'll be on probably the whatever weekend sports events are highlighted. The networks still do this. It used to be that we had real serious sports stuff covered with sports shows on the networks. Well, with the advent of ESPN and Fox Sports and stuff,
the networks won't do. They'll do NFL, MLB, hockey, basketball, stuff like that. But this kind of stuff you'll see on ESPN, ESPN2,
right,
type thing. But, yeah, it's all over cable.
Yeah. Is that what it is? Okay.
Sure.
All right. Here's a celebration that I wanted to. This is the 4th of March, 2011. On the 4th of March, 1877, a man named Emil Berliner, B-E-R-L-I-N-E-R, was actually working on another invention, not unlike what the stories we hear of Thomas Edison and Abraham, and Alexander Graham Bell. You hear those stories about what they were working on, but something else came out of it. So Mr. Berliner, B-E-R-L-I-N-E-R, does that sound like a New Englander when I said that? He was working with the Bell on something, and they were trying to figure out how to make the end of the phone into which you spoke work. They had it. They figured out how to make the end where you could hear work, but they didn't figure out. They couldn't figure out what was going on, or how they could get the thing so that people could hear the voice. So they've been working on this, and they put together a wooden box with a crank, earpiece, cradle hook, all of that stuff. And they finally figured out that there was a way to put a couple of wires together to get them to vibrate so they could hear a voice. They could hear a noise.
Wow.
And the discovery, or if you will, the invention, because the difference between discovering and inventing, the invention of the microphone on this date, 1877, where would I be? Where would you be if it weren't for this guy figuring out how to put these two? And that's really what it is. If you take a microphone apart, the essence of the microphone is for lack of a better way of describing them, they're little wires. They're little strips, if you will. And the fact that we can make them sound as good as they do, given how simple they really are, is astounding. I find it astounding anyway.
Absolutely.
Really, yeah. And so you think about how the operator used to be able to listen to this stuff, because the first microphone was used in the telephone. It wasn't used as a microphone to broadcast with. It wasn't used. There were no microphones around until the 1920-somethings.
It just amazes me that they can take a vibration of a sound and turn it into, now it's digital. It turns into ones and zeros.
Yeah.
But an analog artifact, and transmit it to wherever, and then it comes out the other end sounding the same, if not better, than when I talk into this mic.
It's astounding.
Yeah,
it really is. All right. 13 past 14, actually, after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program from the Arnold Sports Festival in Columbus, Ohio.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes. Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
What?
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit matrixdirect.com.
Are you willing to pay more for life insurance than you should? Well, did you know some prices on term life insurance have fallen to their lowest rates ever? Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. So let's say you're 40 years old and married. we could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. Call 1-800-916-9598. Since 1995, we've helped over 1 million people save money on their term life insurance. Don't you want to know how much we can save you? It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 75%. And the call is absolutely free. Call 1-800-916-9598. That's 1-800-916-9598.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
800-510-8255, although we haven't used that number all day long today because we haven't needed to, right? We are into this thing.
We had a chance.
Yeah, we did. We wanted to. Actually, I wanted to do a couple of quickie quizzes, but I didn't have time for that. Before we squeeze ourselves out, there's a recognition factor of the video of the day today because it has to do with Charlie Sheen, and as much as I'm loath to spend any time on the usual stuff, this is pretty interesting. Songwriter Jonathan Mann put together a song composed entirely of pieces of Charlie Sheen's rants. Now, given the fact that this is out now, it came out yesterday, I believe, it's called the Charlie Sheen Quote Song. Unlike some that you will find on YouTube, this one is clean. I think that we've made sure of that because we don't want anything on our website that isn't clean. But, Richie, I don't know whether you've previewed this or not. Listen to it. I've not heard it before.
I have. It's a guy, and he takes all of it. It's him singing all of Charlie Sheen's quotes. It's pretty funny.
All right. So here we go with Jonathan Mann.
And it's another one of these amazing things where somebody records himself playing drums, playing guitar, playing bass, and then puts it all together in a video.
I spent, I think, close to the last decade effortlessly and magically converting the tin cans into peeled gold. Amateurs, I'm tired of pretending like my life isn't perfect. And bitching and winning every second. Trolls and fools, I'm battle-tested bayonets. I got poetry in my fingertips. You can't process me with a normal brain. Dying is for fools. I'm tired of pretending like I'm not special. Like I'm not a pitching rock star from Mars. I'm still alive, which is pretty cool. Resentment's all the rocket fuel that lives in the tip of my saber. CBS picked a fight with a warlock. I've tiger's blood, Adonis DNA. I wanted to walk Jaws on the ocean in the dark and be afraid. I'm battle-tested bayonets. I got poetry in my fingertips. Can't process me with a normal brain. Dying is for fools. I'm tired of pretending like I'm not special. Like I'm not a pigeon rock star from Mars. I'm still alive, which is pretty cool.
All right, so this is our video of the day. This guy's pretty talented.
This guy, has made 817 videos up on YouTube. This one's
really
had almost over 6,000 views in the game.
Already.
So he's had it put up there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
how does he make money?
It's a career for this guy, apparently.
But how does he make money?
Off of YouTube. I guess if he gets enough views, he gets a piece of the ad share.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. It's 21 after the hour. Doug in Columbus, they're throwing things around in front of me here.
I am battle-tested bayonets. I got poetry.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now. Right now.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
By 23 after the hour and change, Doug Steffens Good Day program from the Arnold Sports Festival. One of the many events going on here is the arm wrestling competition. And I have a couple of tough-looking hombres. I wish I could, you know, normally or as much as we can, we video this program. But we didn't figure out how we could do the video and stream it and me be here. So everybody's going to have to use their imagination to imagine Leo Maxwell, who is an arm wrestler from Rhode Island, Tim Bresnan, a Connecticut champion. I say champion. Are you both? Let me start with you, Tim. Your arm wrestling experience, what, are you pros or are you amateurs?
Pro.
But use that like a lollipop. Hold that right up to your mouth.
Pro arm wrestlers.
You're a pro arm wrestler. Okay.
14-time national champion.
Really?
Wow.
Congratulations. All right, so let's see what that feels like.
I know. Arm wrestling.
Yeah, hey, Tim, Doug just told me he could take you.
Yeah.
I hope so. You look pretty tough.
Yeah. Hey, I have to ask you a question, though, Tim. Is there a secret when you're arm wrestling? Because I feel like I'm pretty strong, but I am, like, the worst arm wrestler ever. I don't understand. Is there, like, a trick of the trade?
He is strong.
Yeah, a lot of tricks. A lot of different ways to arm wrestle.
All right, so give us the number one. If you were sitting at a party on a Saturday night and somebody lays their elbow down on the table and says, let's do it, what is the number one thing? Is it grip? Is it position of your elbow? What is it?
It's grip.
Grip.
Definitely grip.
Yeah.
Griffin, you got to get him to put $100 up first.
That's where the pro comes in.
That's,
right. That's how a lot of you guys get into this, isn't it? You're sitting around and you start betting people, and all of a sudden you've won a couple of $100, and you're like, ah, hey.
I was at a farm fair in Connecticut. And my son made me do it.
So, really?
Yeah, 0-2. That's how I get into it. I lost to one guy, and I was a little upset about it. So,
wow.
Got a little heated up there.
You guys are not, there's nothing small about you two guys. So you got to have something.
Definitely nothing small about me.
No, right. Well, that's my tactical.
We'll make a note of that.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So the sense is, I think with the average person, that you've got to be big and strong.
Oh, God, no.
Now, Leo says no. Leo, grab that microphone for a second and tell us your story. You're from Rhode Island. Warwick,
Rhode Island, that's right. I became pro in 08.
Move that microphone right up to your mouth.
Started in 07. Yep. One thing people don't realize is if you have 10 people starting out in arm wrestling,
yeah,
9 of them are going to quit. The first year is excruciating pain. Part of the training is we have to make our ligaments and our tendons extremely small, extremely tight.
Really?
To the point where brushing your teeth puts tears in your eyes.
Really?
So it's really tough to get to the pro ranks. And I think arm wrestling is the only sport that I know of that if you start in the sport, the older they get, the better you are.
Really? So that means Tim's better than you.
Oh, Tim's way better than me, and he's way older than me, so that's a coincidence. Tim's actually, we're part of Team Dungeon out of Connecticut, and he's one of my team captains.
All right, so what is that? What's the team? Tell us about the team.
We got a lot of national and world champions on the team. It's one thing about this sport, the older guys want this sport to thrive, so they don't have a death clutch on their heyday. They try to get the younger guys as good as possible so the sport can thrive. It's not like a lot of other sports where they won't give the tips because they want the sport to die with them.
Yeah.
There's absolutely no ego involved. It's an intense sport. There's no judging.
So why do you do it?
I've done everything else. I was a professional wrestler for about 10 years.
Really?
I got
where, what circuit were you in?
I did the independent circuit in New England. I did get to work with I worked with WWE. I was under a developmental deal with WCW before they got bought.
Right.
A lot of wear and tear on my body, but honestly, the arm wrestle is the toughest thing I've ever done, and it's the most rewarding thing I've ever. Believe it or not, it's the first time I ever won a trophy.
So when you say rewarding, are you talking about the trophies or how you feel when you beat somebody? What do you mean rewarding?
Well, believe it or not, it's how you feel overall, because unlike a lot of sports, there's no one. If you lose, you lost. The person across from you is better.
Right.
There's no judging. You know, a judge sees it differently. The referees don't see it differently. If you lost, you didn't train hard enough. The other person had your number that day, and that's it. You shake their hand, you give them a hug, and you move on, and you'll learn from those losses. You never learn from the victories. I don't ever watch any of my wins because they don't matter. I won.
Yeah.
It's the losses that I learn from, and early stage of the game. I know there's no undefeated arm wrestler.
Having the grip, is it the same grip that you learn from, let's say, somebody like Tim, or do you have to master your own grip?
You learn from a couple of different people, and then you kind of take a little bits and pieces from the people you really admire, and you have to mesh it into your own, because unfortunately, I'm probably going to have to go against him today.
Really?
And if I grip up every single time the same way he knows, he'll beat me even easier than he normally does.
That's why you guys can't give me the tip. I got it.
Yeah.
So is there cheating in arm wrestling? I mean, as long as you keep your elbow down and you keep a grip.
I'll put it to you this way. Tim's going to take this one. I'll put it to you this way. It's only cheating if you get caught.
My kind of guy.
All right, so Tim, what's the story on cheating?
Oh, lots of ways to cheat.
Yeah, hold that mic right here.
Right. Lots of ways to cheat. It's what you can get by the referee.
Really?
Yeah. Intimidate the referee. Talk to the referee. Get him not to watch.
So you really...
I don't do any of that.
No.
Not at all.
No.
You know what you guys could use? Do this. Go, hey, ref, Doug Steffens over there.
Yeah, look over there.
Yeah, right.
Look at those shoes.
Okay. Yeah, right, exactly. Check out that smile.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. What does distract you? Anything you have to... This is all concentration.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Nothing distracts me. Yeah. I don't hear anything. I don't see anything.
Well, what kind of money, you know, if you're a pro, how do you make a living? You don't make a living, do you?
No, you don't make a living in this sport.
No.
Definitely not. It's
all right, you want to hold on for a couple of minutes? We have to do, there are some things we're obliged to do here, including a few commercials and some stuff at the bottom of the hour. Leo Maxwell and Tim Bresnan are professional arm wrestlers, and they're here, I don't know, they wouldn't demonstrate because we don't want them to harm themselves for later on today, right? Half past the hour on Good Day.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. and begin to see a different world.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Good day program, 33 minutes after the hour, 27 before the top, and we're continuing with another few minutes here at the Arnold Sports Festival. And one of the sports that is a focus here and has been for a long time is arm wrestling. We have Leo Maxwell, who's really into this and digs it and likes it and is good at it. Tim Bresnan also is good at it and likes it and is a senior member of the squad. How's that? Well, but he's ranked number 7 in the world, Richie.
He's just telling me
that he's more well-known, is that correct English? He's better known around the world than he is in America. He can't get into his local newspaper in Connecticut, but when he's in Europe, he's all over.
Really?
And I think that's true now that I think about it. If you see any coverage like the strongman competition, it always seems to be held.
Definitely strength sports.
Why is that, do you think?
They don't have football. No baseball, no big million-dollar contracts over there.
Really?
Yeah, the athletes over there aren't paid over here. So
I can put football out of business in about a week. You know, I can take care of that.
Really? A lot of the strongman stuff.
The head stuff.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Richie.
A lot of the strongman stuff, I mean, you see the guys wearing kilts. I mean, it's from Scotland. It's from Ireland. It's, you know. And, I could definitely see that. But here's where you crushed me. Okay, I'm thinking. I study Taekwondo, black belt, and I'm thinking, okay, this
not
is
not very
too
good
rough.
At it, but he's
this is too tough for me. I'm breaking my shoulders, all this stuff. I want a good sport where I can sit down in a pub, drink a beer, and work out. And I'm like, this is arm wrestling. This sounds like me, but you say no.
Believe it or not, absolutely not. I think that's why
this is Leo.
I think it's why we have such a bad rap in this country, why arm wrestling isn't taking off as well as it should, is a lot of people think we're these big fat slobs who sit in a bar. Believe it or not, we have to make our weight categories. I'm actually comfortable at, I compete normally at 242, and the Arnold's is 199 and up in my weight category, so I actually had to adjust my weight to 263.
Wow.
There's a lot of training, a lot of working out, no snacking, no eating crap. A lot of people, we really are athletes. And
so what's your eating? What's your diet like?
Oh, high protein. I get roughly 350 grams of protein alone per day.
Wow. How many times do you eat a day?
Every 2 hours.
Every 2 hours.
Eating is actually a job for me. So.
Is it?
So,
job
how do you manage?
Like
how
in General Electric, what is it? Progress is job one with you. Eating is job one.
Yeah, eating healthy is job one.
So, obviously, you're trying to build muscle, but how about just mass? What are you trying to do as far as mass? You have to have some weight behind you.
For this event, I had to get a lot more mass because last year I came in, I was one of the smallest guys in the class, and now I'm a little bit more middle of the road. We have a lot of 300-plus guys in this category, and me being a little over 260, it's still going to be a very tough, tough haul. But again, it's the senior guys, whether they're big or not, they're really, they can grip up with you and take a good 30% of your power away before the go. It's just right. That much technique involved.
And then what's your regular workout routine? Are you sitting there doing just weights and dumbbells and whatever? But, what's your regular workout?
We do have team practices. That's huge. But I do train arms twice a week. I do the regular workouts, but I do kind of tweak them just to keep my tendons nice and tight. Because you got to realize if our arms extended, we lost. So we have to keep very, very tight, training almost with a tennis ball in between in the crook of our arms, keeping it that tight.
And have you ever broken? You hear sometimes these guys break their arm or break their wrist.
I haven't, but Tim actually has a story on that.
Tim,
yeah, I broke my left arm my first pro match.
Did you?
Snapped it to places.
And then came back for more still.
Yeah. Then 2 years later, I snapped my inner bicep tendon in the national championship. Yeah, that put me out for 8 or 9 months, but didn't hurt. The arm break hurt.
Is anybody ambidextrous where they can?
Everybody but me.
Really?
I don't pull left hand no more. My arm's pretty crooked.
But that's the one you broke.
Yeah, that's the one I broke.
Yeah.
So right. Most guys can wrestle with either hand.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Wow. Amazing.
It is.
Amazing.
Well, that's a good story.
Yep.
Glad you get to tell it to all of us.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good luck to you today.
So you're going to go against each other today, is he?
Possibly. Yeah. We'll see what happens.
He's winning.
I don't want to put the hex on you. But.
No, he's good.
All right,
remember,
Chip,
hey, ref, look, there's Doug Steffen.
Leo, good to talk to you.
Thank you much.
Yeah, thanks. Tim, good to talk to you. All right, so there's another page here, if you will.
That's cool.
Guys, good to see
you.
They didn't think
that
was funny.
Yeah.
They really didn't. You guys didn't. They didn't at all.
Those are a couple of big dudes.
If you had told me last week, I would have enjoyed talking to a couple of arm wrestling champions.
I like them.
I would have thought you were nuts, but
how funny
cool
that
guys.
The little guy's 260.
Yeah. The little guy. Right, exactly. All right. So where are we here? Looks like 22 before there. I think I have another good story for you in a moment here on Good Day as we continue. This is fun and enlightening, which is what a good radio program is supposed to be about, if I do say so myself. I take a lot of pride in doing these sorts of things because not only because nobody else will do them, but because there's a big piece of Americana here in this. There are some great American stories. And what he said to me, you know, I don't want to make myself, I don't want to go crazy on this, but what he said, just the light switch went on. There are no football games or that sort of thing in Europe, so people get to sort of, and I don't know, you have to do the same sorts of things, I guess, to be a good football player, but these guys really, I can tell by looking around, the passion these people have for what they're doing is phenomenal, and that's why it is that they can do what they do and do it as well as they do. And so who's willing to put in the amount of time that it takes? That's the thing. Who's willing to put in the time?
I will tell you from Taekwondo, it takes me, I go 4 times a week, and I practice another hour or two throughout the course of the week.
Yeah.
And I'm just, you know, whatever, your average schmo. These guys... Yeah. My friend Jenny, who went to school with, and she is an amateur bodybuilder, and my two nephews are amateur bodybuilders.
Yep.
They put 10, 15 hours a week when they are training for a competition. And it's a second job. So I don't know how they get through with it every week.
All right, I'm going to hold on just a second. Do a couple of things, and we're going to be right back.
More stories coming up.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free. Over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com. Or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
All right, so now, where are we? 18 before Richie, 17 before the hour. Doug Stevens, yeah. Good day program around the country and around the world. The Arnold Sports Festival, a big deal in Columbus, a big deal in Ohio, a big deal in the United States, and lots of people are here from around the world. You heard the Russian that I was talking to. It was really actually kind of funny. This Russian guy, I don't know he's Russian, so I see him standing. He's looking at me. He doesn't know from what. So I have him come over and sit down. And I ask him something, he doesn't know.
He's like, I don't speak English.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Columbus is very nice.
Yeah, right. That was about it. All right, so here's the next story. Maria Alsors, am I doing that right?
Alshouse.
There's no an R, it's a U. How many times do people follow that up, though?
Oh, many times.
Okay, see, I don't want to be the only one who's followed that up.
That's okay.
All right, now you have a story in terms of your own fitness, your own interest in this sort of thing. And I say this sort of thing. What happens in this end of the building, all of these companies have their exhibits, and people who are in here are into fitness, bodybuilding, that sort of stuff. So you were 100 pounds overweight when?
About 2.5 years ago.
Yeah. And how did you get to that point?
Well, I took small steps.
How did you get heavy?
Oh, how did I get heavy?
Yeah.
Emotional eating, personal issues in my life.
Uh-huh. Which we all have, right?
Yes, yeah. That we all have. And some of us
I bet it
addicted.
Involved a man.
Really? Do you think so?
You think I'm psychic? I'm psychic, right?
You are psychic.
Right. See, I knew it right away. Yeah. Right.
But, so I realized one day that... I was like, wow, I'm only 40, and I couldn't even walk up a pair of steps.
Ooh.
So I just started taking small steps. That's what it's all about. And
did somebody say something to you that tripped the switch, or you just looked in the mirror and said, "Oh my God, I don't want to look like this"?
A little of both.
Yeah.
Somebody said something to me that, as you know, any of us would be very hurt.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was a wake up call, and I'm very thankful to that person today because my life has changed for the most amazing.
So what did you do? How did you went on a diet, obviously, but you did other, did you instruct yourself? Did you have somebody work with you? And again, I tell this story because I want people who are listening who may have the same scenario to know what you did, what your success was built on.
Absolutely. If you don't mind, I'd like to correct that word diet.
Yeah.
I don't really like that word.
Lifestyle.
To me, it's negative. It's all about the lifestyle.
Yeah, Richie just said that.
Yeah. It's
Richie
not
and
about...
Jennifer are here. You'll hear them.
Oh, okay. It's not about a diet that you're going to start on Monday. It's a decision to change to your lifestyle, to a new lifestyle. And when you make that decision, then you're going to be successful. Until you realize that, it's not going to work.
So how did it take over your life? Because I'm betting it did.
The fitness aspect
of
it?
Yeah.
It did take over, but in a positive way.
Yeah, no, it takes over doesn't mean it's bad. You can make a living out of it. It changes, you know, your passion.
And I am.
You're smart. Yeah.
Yeah, and I am. I'm sorry, what was your question again?
You're looking into my eyes. Is that what's going on? What is it that brought you to where you are, the system that you must have created yourself?
Yes. Well, I started out slow, making small eating habits, and then I joined a gym that was open 24/7, and I hired a trainer for 12 weeks. Very, very important asset. Having a coach gives you an accountability partner.
Right.
And that person really took an interest in me. Mm-hmm. In fact, today we are extremely good friends.
Good.
He became a life coach to me.
Yep.
And in return, I am now a life coach to other people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that art of reciprocation that I like to speak about. And then I just kept persevering. I got up at 4:30 in the morning before I went to work. I worked out, worked all day, went back and did more cardio.
So the working out was, what was your routine that helped you, the eating helped you, and the working out helped you, and figuring out what, because your body's different than everybody else's, so what may work for you doesn't necessarily work for somebody else.
Exactly. It's about the art, the individuality aspect of things. Everybody is different.
Mm-hmm.
There's a principle behind that. And what works for me is not going to work for somebody else.
But I think one of the common keys is at some point, and everybody who's successful at this, is you become addicted to it because you see results.
It's a good feeling. Well,
and it's a good feeling, and you want more of that. And how long did it take you to get into that mode where you are like, this is working, I am not going to do anything to mess it up, every single day it will be all about this?
I guess at my three-month point, I really realized how bad I wanted it, and I just kept going. The adrenaline just kept building and building. And it actually led to me doing an Olympic triathlon in Philadelphia in the summer of 2009.
Wow.
I never did an endurance event in my life, and I had to pick the Olympic one. But I did it, and it was the most amazing accomplishment thus far.
Yeah.
And now I'm actually preparing to do my first women's natural bodybuilding show.
Oh, that's great.
In May. So I'm pushing real hard.
And there's a difference between in terms of natural versus steroidal. We haven't talked about any of the steroids. Hello, interesting. I talked about that and what just walked by. Looks like four steroids on heels. We have about a minute or so left. So how do you get to the point of being able to get your body where you want to without having to depend on? Because that was Richie said to me, you've been there all morning, you haven't talked about steroids. It's got to be the 800-pound gorilla in the room.
It's all about natural, clean eating.
Uh-huh.
It's very, very important. Nutrition is 90% of getting your body in the condition that it needs to be in. It's all about the cleaner you eat, the more natural food you eat. And when I speak of clean eating, I speak of chicken, broccoli, complex carbohydrates, protein, good fats, essential fatty acids. The cleaner you eat, The more your body will respond to getting it where it needs to be.
You realize you've become an extraordinarily good salesperson. You realize, right?
I'm also a personal trainer now.
Yeah, so what did you do for work before you got all involved?
I actually was in education marketing.
Really?
And then I got
all
my
certification. So you're a salesperson.
Uh-huh. And then I got my certification in personal training through the ISSA.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So it's an interesting, very compelling.
Congratulations. It's a great
congratulations. Thank you. Thank you very much for having me this morning.
My pleasure. Maria Alt Horse. Got that right. 51 past the hour. Doug Steffen at the Arnold Sports Festival in Columbus.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed. Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
A U.S. Supreme Court decision with a very emotional reaction from both sides. Good morning, I'm David Weiss with News That Matters. The ruling from the highest court in the country came this past Wednesday, and it involves the Westboro Baptist Church based in Kansas. This is basically all you need to know about that church and what they stand for.
This nation's destruction is imminent. What day, what way is known only to God.
That's Margie Phelps, daughter of Pastor Fred Phelps, who has taken his small flock on the road to protest at military funerals. Members of the church believe the deaths of soldiers are God's punishment for America's acceptance of homosexuality. And that brings us to the funeral of Marine Lance Corporal Matthew Snyder, whose funeral in Maryland was disrupted by Westboro church members. Snyder's father, Albert, describes the scene when the demonstrators arrived that day.
I had a SWAT team. I had media coming out. All I wanted to do was have a private, dignified funeral for my son.
And that led to the lawsuit filed by Albert Snyder against the Westboro Baptist Church, a lawsuit that went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, which ruled this past Wednesday that Westboro's protests are protected speech, protected by the First Amendment, and cannot be restricted. Reaction to the ruling from Albert Snyder.
There was no common sense used in this decision. You had eight justices sitting up there that don't have the common sense that God gave a goat.
And as so many of us nod in agreement with the sentiments of Albert Snyder, there is something else that will have you grinding your teeth. The fact that Snyder lost in this ruling means he now owes Westboro Baptist Church more than $100,000 in legal fees. It's safe to assume there are many people across the country willing to help Snyder with that bill. Now, Here's something else that will matter to you.
Our first weekend in March, and we're set up to ski on every trail, no matter where you are in the country. Places in the Pacific Northwest have been getting hammered with snow, 5-6 feet of snow in the last week, while other spots through the Rockies are riding good, consistent packed powder. The eastern mountains have had an up-and-down week, so wet weather, warm weather, cold weather. Back to some warmer temperatures for the weekend. Mount Sunapee, New Hampshire, riding on 65 runs for 18 miles of skiing. Smuggler's Notch in northern Vermont checking out 76 runs. They scored another couple inches of fresh snow last night. Seven Springs in Pennsylvania riding to 35 runs, including the day and night skiing. Sugar Mountain in North Carolina checks out 20 runs. They'll cruise until 10 o'clock tonight. Into the western mountains, Jackson Hole in Wyoming, another couple inches of fresh snow, more expected into the weekend. 2,500 acres open at Jackson Hole. Grand Targhee stays up at full operation, also in Wyoming. While in Heavenly in California, over 3.5 feet of new snow in the last week, they have all 4,800 acres riding strong. More at snowcountry.com. I'm Edie Davis for Good Day.
With fears over the oil supply subsiding at least for a day and strong job data, stocks advanced yesterday. The Dow up 191 points, closing at 12,258. S&P and NASDAQ with solid gains as well. Crude oil down a bit, 32 cents a barrel, settling at just under $102. The latest on the NFL labor dispute. The Player Association's executive director, DeMaurice Smith, says the union and the league are working on a new labor deal.
For all of our fans who dig our game, we appreciate your patience as we work through this. We're going to keep working. We want to play football.
Smith made those comments after both sides agreed to a 24-hour extension of the league's current collective bargaining agreement. The CBA was scheduled to expire last night at 11:59 p.m. Once it expires, league owners can lock out the players. The sides are at odds over how to divide the league's billions of dollars in annual revenue, along with extended benefits for retired players and expanding the regular season by 2 games to 18. Charlie Sheen says he's still winning. He tweeted yesterday afternoon that he had verbally reached a deal with his ex, Brooke Mueller, and they would not be going to court. Sheen and Mueller were scheduled to hash out the custody dispute over their twin toddlers, Bob and Max, in court on March 22nd. And finally, leftover item from last week, from Villa Rica, Georgia. In the Rules Are Rules department, that seems a troop of Girl Scouts had set up a cookie stand in Villa Rica to sell Girl Scout cookies. But then something happened. One of the Girl Scouts tells us about it.
I was behind the table helping a few customers, and the police showed up. I thought he was a customer, but my sister came up saying we're in big trouble.
Trouble? Why? Well, the police officer told them they had to get a peddler's permit to sell the cookies, and they shut down the cookie stand. Sometime later, city officials in Villa Rica said the whole thing was a big misunderstanding.
We're all about Girl Scouts, so understand that at no time was this aimed at the Girl Scouts. It was never the Villa Rica Police Department against the Girl Scouts or anything like that. This is just an ordinance that our guys have to enforce.
If that's your story, you stick to it. To make this up to the Girl Scouts, city officials are giving the troop a pizza party and a tour of the police department. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.